Father has a business, strictly secondhand. Everything from toothpicks to a baby grand.
You have to walk into a thrift store, even though it's a little bit chaotic, and it may not be like Bloomingdale's or Neiman Marcus where everything is arranged by size. It's an adventure, and that's what you have to tell yourself. It's an adventure. What am I going to find? All right.
Okay, so here we stand just inside the door, and rack after rack after rack. We're going to concentrate on dressing ourselves in a green fashion.
In a green fashion,
and
yeah.
What is so green about wearing secondhand clothing? Just for side-by-side comparison, let's say we buy a pair of jeans here,
right,
compared to the mall.
The environmental damage that it takes to create a t-shirt or a pair of shoes or pants, by the time you factor in the bleach, the dyes, and all the other harsh chemicals that go into manufacturing clothing, the natural resources. One of my favorite websites that I love is treehuggers.com. They'll tell you the amount of water it takes to produce one t-shirt is 400 gallons.
One t-shirt?
One t-shirt. So if you can go ahead and just get it in a thrift store that environmental damage has already occurred, you know, you're really doing your part in shopping green. You just maybe not know it, but that's really what you're doing.
Well, if we could set off on our adventure. So I see the blue neon sign that says men's. I have a feeling that's the direction we need to take today.
I think we should just walk over there.
Okay.
Stuff in our apartment came from Father's store. Even clothes I'm wearing, someone wore before.
I mean, some of these labels here. Look, Chaps,
yeah,
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren, St. John's Base.
Land's End.
I really like this plaid shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly blue and white, but a little bit of an orange. Might we create something around this shirt, maybe?
Absolutely. Would you like jeans or dress pants? Would you like khakis?
You know, I am a little short in the jeans department, I have to admit.
We're going to find you some jeans, John. I don't know. All right. You don't want dark jeans. Ooh, what are these boot cuts here? 36. Look at that. That might be a little too drab.
And Daniel, looking around, the clientele, so to speak, here is a little bit of everyone.
I have been at a thrift store, and when I pulled up, I parked next to an old Rolls Royce. It's amazing. It's everybody. It's every walk of life. It's every color. It's every creed. It's every financial background. The clientele, it runs the whole gamut. Okay, here we got one more rack. 32? Oh, can you do that? 32?
32, 32. I bet I could. We have been given permission, even though they don't really have dressing rooms here, for me to slip into one of the men's rooms and try this on. So I'll emerge transformed.
Nope.
Through a thrifting lens.
That's why they call me Secondhand Rose.
And here I am. You know, I really like this.
You look great in that. Okay, so the pants were
$569,
and then $749 is how much?
Close to $14.
For an outfit.
Yeah.
For one outfit. So, John, how was thrifting?
I have to admit, the first word that comes to mind is overwhelming. I do see the worth in it. I see what you're doing for yourself, your own budget, and for the planet.
If you do a 360 turn, you'll see a huge amount of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is just one thrift store in the city of Atlanta. We probably have 30, 40 of them. If the idea of a thrift store had never been invented, where would these items go?
A landfill, probably.
Exactly.
I realized this takes a lifestyle change. You can't just come in one time and expect to have your clothes shopping done for even a season.
Right, but that's a good word. Lifestyle change, that's what it is. That's really what it is.